Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And good morning, precious brothers and sisters listening in. Lord, we just thank you for enlightening our hearts and encouraging us again, Lord. Thank you because of the beauty that you came, that you showed, the God quality of life, resurrection life, plan written in heaven for you. You showed it from a baby to a young man to a spiritual father led by the Spirit, and then you fell into the ground. Thank you that you died so that we can come home. And thank you, as your word says, that we need to turn from the world and we turn to you and we follow you, and following you we serve you, and then you come and make your home together with us. Thank you for that goodness. Thank you for that mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 37 to 43. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh and animals another, birds another and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, and the moon another, and the stars another, and star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
Hallelujah. Here we just see, you know, that everything God had made has got splendor. And that's the shining. That is, it's fulfilling its purpose, and so it shines. The word says, so beautiful, we are the workmanship of God. And so we know we are the workmanship of God. But then also everything that is made is his workmanship. And it's made for good works, it's made for purpose. And it's so wonderful to know, you know, when God made man, he said, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. So seed produces after its own kind. The Godhead is speaking to themselves, speaking among themselves there. And so that's where we come from. The Bible says, look to the rock from which you were hewn. And then the Bible says in that we were predestined in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 4. So when we look at Jesus, we're looking into a mirror of the goodness that is available to us in the family, in the kingdom. And that's why it's so important drawing close on a daily basis, and not even a daily basis, staying aware of this God that is all over, omnipresent, all powerful, knows the best and wants the best for us. I love Jesus's words to his disciples. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. Therefore, the works that I do, you shall also do. As my Father sent me, I send you. So when we're keeping in track with the Lord, we're looking to him, hearing from him, walking together with him, that's when the seed that has come alive when we got born again can start coming forth. And that's the beauty of the Lord's plan for us. Everyone's got a unique glory, a unique splendor. And that comes from the opinion of God, which is found in his word, in his leading, taking us on from glory to glory. I just want to read 1 John 3, verse 3 says, and everyone who has this hope, this expectation in him, in God, the Father, God, the Son, purifies himself as he is pure. So what is this expectation, this hope, so that we can be pure? See, we don't want to stay babies. We haven't called just to be babies. We've been called for purpose. We've been called to grow up. We've been called to be the sons in this world. The Bible says the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed in Romans chapter 8. Okay, then we go right up to verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And we are the children of God. So see what kind of love. That's why we come boldly to the throne of grace. That's why morning by morning we spend time with the Lord and we take hold of that which He's saying to us. Because just as Jesus had to draw close to His heavenly family, and that's where the beauty of a son was revealed from glory to glory, it's exactly the same with us. 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed from glory to glory. Okay, the word goes on. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. So when we draw in close and we get in to know Him, we're reflecting those qualities because we're working together with Him. And if the world doesn't want to know us and doesn't want to be a part of us, it's because they haven't got the right picture in mind of who they are and who their God is. So it's about knowing your God. Jesus says it so beautiful, John 17, verse 3. He says, this is eternal life, that you know the Father and you know the Son. So eternal life, resurrection life, the life that is, I've come to give life and life in abundance, is in knowing the Father and knowing the Son. And it's in this relationship, we've been brought back into this relationship, and that's where we've got to stay in. Okay, it goes on. Beloved, we are God's children now. Amen. And what we will be has not yet appeared. It's too big, guys. That's why we get it on a daily basis. He leads us step by step, glory to glory, because we cannot perceive the bigness of what He has got available for us. The wonderful thing, we can look at our brothers and sisters that run the race, and we can see Moses, and we can see what he was made to become. Amen? And we can see Elijah and all of them. But just like as it was with them, so it is with us. It was a daily glory to glory, a walk that need to happen. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. So that's the thing. We're drawing close daily, coming to the throne of grace. He's revealing Himself to us. And the revealing Himself to us is waking us up to who we really are and to the purpose that He's got for us, that we can bear fruit every day, glory to glory. So, guys, arise and shine. God loves you. You've got resurrection life. There is splendor for you today, and there is splendor for you tomorrow, because you are the God class with a destiny and a purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.